Pope Benedict told the German people that he was looking forward to visiting them next week in Germany.
Ich wünsche euch allen einen gesegneten Tag und freue mich auf das Wiedersehen mit vielen Landsleuten in der nächsten Woche in Bayern.
Speaking in his own language after his Angelus, the Holy Father said he was looking forward to seeing his countrymen. The Pope leaves on Saturday for a 5-day trip to his native Bavaria. Before reciting the Angelus, Pope Benedict turned his attention to the 6th century Pope, St. Gregory the Great.
Il calendario romano ricorda oggi, 3 settembre, San Gregorio Magno.
The Holy Father said St. Gregory provides a model not just for clerics, but also for civil leaders. Before serving in the church, Gregory was an imperial official, and Pope Benedict said that he distinguished himself for his administrative abilities and his moral integrity.
A questo insegnamento, sempre attuale, si sono ispirati i padri del Concilio Vaticano II.
He said that Gregory was also an inspiration for the Second Vatican Council. The great doctor of the Church once wrote that the life of a shepherd of souls must be a balanced synthesis of contemplation and action, animated by the love that rises wonderfully to high things when it's compassionately drawn to the low things of neighbors. And the more kindly it descends to the weak things of this world, the more vigorously it recurs to the things on high. Pope Benedict said that these words inspired the Council Fathers in their deliberations. After reciting the Angelus, the Pope spoke to pilgrims in various languages, including English.
In today's Gospel, Jesus invites us to purity of heart and sincere obedience to God's law. May your visit to Rome strengthen you in the love of the Lord and in joyful fidelity to his holy word. God bless you all.
Pope Benedict concluded by greeting young members of the Focolare movement, urging them to be missionaries to other youth, bringing the message of Christ to their peers. I'm Charles Collins.